my shoulders and it's getting too heavy for me. And y'all know I ain't no Hercules. Life moves on, stuff breaks down, people fall off. Gotta find a way to get over. Gotta find a way to get through, break through, heal. Struggles, they last, and as time passes, it's been one thing after the other. Which way to go? I feel so alone. Life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech. I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to the show today. The scripture reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, and reads thusly. From the NIV, New International Version. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like all other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his chest and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, When We Pray, by Tarin Wells.
People hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees, as one before the King? 'Cause we believe. When the church starts praying, strongholds start to break. Oh, when we pray, prison walls start shaking. At the sound of praising, nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray, oh, oh, oh. When we pray, oh, 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 oh. I see revival rising, I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out in faith. Because we will be a people on our knees as one before the King, 'cause we believe.
You continue to teach us how to love one another the way that you love us.
I pray for this next generation, Father.
That our cities, that our countries.
That you would just bring restoration.
God, we pray that you would move among us. Let us be your hands and your feet.
For your glory, God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
The scripture has been read for your hearing. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and my heart's meditations be acceptable unto you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Speaking from the subject, two praying men. Lifting up the text in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 10a, two men went up to the temple to pray. Throughout scripture, Jesus taught how we should pray or how we should live during the time before he comes again. He taught that we should be persistent in prayer. However, persistence in prayer does not mean that one should engage in astronomically lengthy prayer, nor does it mean that one's prayer is to be endless and vainly repetitious. Why then should we be persistent in prayer? Because persistence in prayer keeps us in constant communication with God. Praying is not a monologue, but rather it is a dialogue with God. We talk to God and watch and wait for a response or a reply from God. Be mindful to keep your request in perspective, in God's will, so we can recognize God's answer when it comes. If we know and believe by faith that God loves us, we can believe that he will hear our faintest cry and he'll answer by and by. Two men went to the temple to pray, as did the people who lived near Jerusalem. You see, the temple was the center of their worship. One of the two men who went to the temple was a Pharisee. He went to the temple under the guise of praying. He went in the pretext of an action that was not real. He went to announce to the listeners in hearing distance to do the following: to confidently display his own self-righteousness, to put down someone else, mainly the tax collector, so that he could lift himself up in the eyes of others. He wanted others to hear how good he thought he was. He held himself very high in esteem, respect, and admiration. He was very boastful, arrogant, and braggadocious. Have you ever displayed yourself willingly or unwittingly to others in perhaps a similar or same manner or other? In some other situation in life, beware. Self-righteousness is dangerous. It leads to pride. Pride can cause a person to despise another. It can deter and prevent someone from learning anything from God. A tax collector was the other man who went up to the temple to pray. He stood at a distance, and perhaps one would say that he was unassuming. He was not pretentious or arrogant. He asked for God's mercy. He was humble. Scripture says that those who are humble will be elevated. When praying, go to God in sincerity and honesty. Are you praying earnestly to God? Be persistent in prayer as you dialogue with God. This is an opportunity to grow in character, an opportunity to grow in faith, and an opportunity to grow in hope. Do you want God's mercy today and every day? You can have it right now. Open your heart and invite Jesus in this moment. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a most merciful God. Some of us have been willingly or unwittingly self-righteous at one time or another. We beg your forgiveness. We thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your mercy and unfailing patience with us. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. We pray for the boastful, the arrogant, and the unsaved, that they be saved. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. The closing song is entitled Pray by Sanctus Real.
say. I'm not sure how to fix the things I'm dealing with. I'm in a desperate place. I need to share the weight, but I just don't know how to let it all pour out. And though I'm silent, my heart is crying, 'cause I was made to come to you. So I pray, God, I need you more than words can say. Right here in this moment, you know my heart, you know my need, you know every part of me. So even if it's just to speak your name, I'm gonna pray. Your name, I lift my hands and pray.
I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well-sought-after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes, and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.